We started the Mishaburas. So I don't know the Mishaburas have cut in the dialogue, Sarach Lahafsik. But we have the Hiskel Beheter. So we have a general rule that a person started Beheter, he's not Mukhi of the Mavzik. Say a person started a Suda during the weekday and it comes Zaman Kriyashma. So a person cannot start a Suda during Zaman Kriyashma, even half an hour beforehand. But if he started Beheter, he's not Mukhi to stop. So why over here, since he started Beheter, why is he Mukhi to stop? So that's the Mishabur's question. So he says, Shani Hakal the Kiddush Shayach Lahasuda, Achila Iskun Shikadish Kadam Masuda, Bimakam Masuda. Normally, the Suda is an independent issue. The Suda is creation has something to do with the Suda. Over here, the Kiddush is part of the, now functions as part of the Suda. So the Suda, which is going to take place once it's Shabbos, so it's Kiddush Alav Ayom, requires Kiddush. So what do you mean? You'll finish Suda and take Kiddush afterwards. That's the whole point of the Kiddush. It should be before the Suda. So therefore, you have to interrupt. And your Paras Ma'apo, Tesvov, the Chasus HaPasah Lachar Kiddush. So you cover the Pasah HaKach, Yisirena Kehecha de Tisroya. Then you take it out afterwards. It should appear the also masuda mahashal the ikra the shabbat, that now the suda is coming. It's almost as if you put the suda on hold, you took it away, and you bring it back now in honor of Shabbos. So you accomplish that by covering the pas. Vaf imol yosha b'dayin lecho gam kedin ha'chi the tzar priest's map of base kiddush klikamam sip test. That's the concept which we have regular Friday night that we cover the pas. El Kamash Malon Bazed after Shubham Sachilos so die by priestess Mapa. So what are we Makadish? You always have the priestess Mapa. So what's the Kiddush over here more? The Kiddush over here is the other round, that priestess Mapa is sufficient. Normally you haven't started the meal yet, priestess Mapa is sufficient. I would have argued you're right in the middle of the meal, and the idea is the meal should come in honor of Shabbos. You should have to remove the meal and bring the meal back, and that's the Kiddush, you don't have to do that. In the case where a person started the Suda Mibayom and it was Kiddush Lo Bayom, so he has to interrupt and be Paras Mapa and say Kiddush. Now, if he's drinking wine beforehand, so we already said Rei Pirei Gofen.
When's it enough to cover the food?
The bread, just the bread. Just the bread. Yeah.
Well, as regularly.
Regularly, of course, that's true. That's regular. Then you cover them. You cover them. Moitzi. But we're here. We're saying that I might have thought in the middle of the meal you need to, if the whole deal is the meal should come to cover Shabbos, so covering the bread is enough. Your mamash in the middle of the meal, you should take away the meal, make kiddush in the stutter, and then bring the meal back. So no, you don't have to do that. Just covering the map, just covering the bread with the map is enough. Right. The Chartzian points out in Sivkat and Yotes, his lashon is. I would have thought you push to take the whole table away with all the food, and you say Kiddush and bring the table back. So he says you don't have to do that. He already made a Rei Pirei Gofen in the beginning of the meal. So he doesn't need the Rei Pirei Gofen before the Kiddush. Okay, but what didn't Shane Sarah Lavork Alayan Shabasecha Suda? The Ainshum Hesachadas bin Shtias Kesha Kiddush, the Shtias Ayan Shabasecha Suda. So that the Rei Pirei Gofen, which you used before, works for the drinking of the wine by the Kiddush, and it works for the drinking of the wine after the Kiddush as well. So it's an interesting thing over here, this Rei Pirei Gofen, but just want to point out a point over here, because the Rei Pirei Gofen functions over here not as part of the Kiddush, it's just as a hechatim to drink the wine. So you already made a bruch on the wine. We somewhat like vacillate about that, because there's an interesting din. I can't be moitzi somebody else in a brichas and a henin until I also partake of the item. The exception is the yain of the birchas ayin by kiddush. So if I can make birchas ayin and kiddush, and not drink, and give it to somebody else to drink, because the more it says that it functions, since it's connected to the Kiddush, it functions like Kiddush. They're just like a kometzi in the Kiddush, even though not being Yotzin now, a kometzi in the Brit Megof, and it functions like a Birchus HaMitzvahs. There's a Rashi in Erevin, which the more it handles the Shiloh, but we always make Kiddush Aliyayin, we should make Kiddush Aliyayin on Yom Kippur. Right? The more says that we don't do it because we're afraid you might come to drink the kais. So Rashi says, what do you mean you're afraid you might come to drink the kais? I mean, how else would you do it? Right? What's the question? He says, the bets and the birchas hayayin, Rashi says, there's a loch of kiddush has to be said ala kais. So you say birchas hayayin govin to indicate that you're saying ala kais, and then you say ala kais. That which we drink afterwards, Dr. Rashi, is only because it's otherwise it would be bizoyan to the kosh kiddush. They shouldn't be, have a drink. Somebody should drink from it. So that's why you mostly you'll find the musik when you make a bris and yom kippur. They use a kosh. They give it to the tinnik. There's no way you're being made to the tinnik. Rabbi Yagofen, he's 8 days old. Unless he's like really, really precocious, right? Right. So what is that? It's a way that you know. That's when we say Rabbi Yagofen to show that we're saying the bracha l'kosh, because otherwise it's not clear you're saying all kosh. And then it shouldn't be bizarre to the kashal bracha that you ignore it. You need to drink it some way. So the only way you have is to give it to either they talk about either to the yoledes if the yoledes is there, and she still needs it, or to the tinnik. So the brepi gofen is not a regular birchas. It's more to be conveying that you're saying a kiddush al kais. And over here we're saying no. It's a birchas on a henin, and you're ready. You say your birchas on a henin, so you don't need brepi gofen. Just say kiddush. So that's it. So it's interesting. Interesting din that we sort of like are I don't know some of them not clear what the status of this crisis. Okay, So the Bukhara brought two sheetahs whether you need a moitzi again afterwards. So the first one says that you need a moitzi, which is going to be the main psak, because the Bukhara brings that as stam, and then brings the second sheet as a yesharim. So you always pass on like this time in that case. Now you want to continue the meal, you have to say a moitzi. Then you have to say a moitzi. Then you have to say a moitzi before. There was a hefsek in the meal, because you're not allowed to eat until you said kiddush. Zahavi hefsek, fichat tzarech levarach shein is birchus a moitzi. But benching, you bench for both meals. It's so, in that sense, it's not a siluk to the point you have to bench. What would it be if you're saying the kiddush on the pas? The same way we don't make a brech of Yagofen, because the Yagofen is before the kiddush. Just the moitzi is after the kiddush, but the reper gofen is before the kiddush. We say, what do you mean? What are you reper gofen? You haven't said kiddush yet. So the kiddush is the hafsik, not so much even the halacha that you require to say kiddush. It's the kiddush itself is the hafsik. You haven't said kiddush yet, so you don't need reper gofen. So if you're going to makadosh al pas, so you haven't said kiddush yet, so you don't need a moitzi. Enam avarach a moitzi. The second sheet that says not the yisrael of the kiddush lahavi hafsik, even the sabbat brachos lahakol yesh litruska yesh armin. So the Chachamim say, even though the Chachamim say the Mechaber is like the first Shita, the Maisi brings it, so it's Saba Brachos L'Hakel, and we don't make a Bracha Misafik.
Why don't we just require him to make the bench and start again?
Well, if that's not really required in Halacha, it'll be Bracha Shein and Tzricha. If that's not required, Mikra Adin, it's Bracha Shein and Tzricha.
I'm asking, why isn't that Mikra Adin?
Well, why is it? Why shouldn't it be Mikra Adin?
He has to have the
Siddur
for Shabbos. So
he's having the
Siddur
for Shabbos.
And what he's doing, bench, and then start again.
Well, again, we see from the Gemara is not uncomfortable with the idea that this meal can count for Shabbos. Once you make Kiddush, this is a Siddur Shabbos. The fact that it was, so I don't need the bench to do it, to make that. Yeah. Right?
I guess I'm asking, why is the Gemara happy with that?
Tell me why the Gemara should be unhappy with it. Okay, that I give you. It definitely is more complicated. It is more complicated, but it doesn't seem to be problematic that I can use one half of the meal for a Siddur Skol and one half of the meal for a Siddur Kiddush. That's not problematic, that's it. Yeah.
I understand why
needing
Kiddush should be happy. Why is needing Kiddush? Why should that be happy?
Yeah, the Lashon of Mishabura is once you, you know, the Mishabura, again, this is the Shigal Lashon. The Mishabura's Lashon is because Nesar Bachila Achi Kaddish. So the Chara, the passage you read, you read the din is once his man comes, you have to stop no matter what. So then there's nothing to do with the Kiddush. It's just there's an Isra Achila. So then what's the tzad not to take a mitzvah? It's nothing to do with the Kiddush. Right, that's how the Mishnah Berurah, you know, seems to read over there. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to understand.
According to that side, I guess you could also argue that they should have to make a mitzvah about that.
Correct. Everything should be required. So clearly, we see we're not. There's two different dinim over here. There's the regular, like we had before. That's we have a hiskel behet yolad b'mamshich. The only kiddush over here is that no, because since the kiddush is kaveya is nikva as part of the suda, you can't say, well, I'll finish the suda and I'll take kiddush afterwards. Like what you, I'll finish the suda and I'll say shema afterwards. I'll finish the suda and I'll take my lulav afterwards. Right. All those, so. Over there, yeah, because the Suda is not new. Over here, the Kiddush is shaykh to the Suda. But that being said, the Isra, you have a mile of Hiskel Beheter, apparently. So there's these chayvus of Kiddush, but not that it should generate till you decide to make Kiddush, which means even on the first second when Shabbos comes, you're not mechayv to stop. Till you're ready to make Kiddush, you would eat, it sounds like. I'm not sure why, but that's what seems to be the din over here. Okay. Because if you have to stop, so then it's not the Kiddush which is the Hapsik, it's the Yisra Achila which is the Hapsik. So of course you need a new Moitzin, of course you need a new Brei Peri Gofen. You need to need a new Brei Peri Gofen. I understand. Right, call correctly. The Lashonos over the Rashbam over there were ambivalent. Also, it's an interesting din. It's hard to give a hagdara to it. Okay, Sifhei. Shalim shoyisim b'mabari nekadosh kiddush hayoyim nesar lehem lishus ad shikachu. So they were drinking. They were drinking. So over here they were drinking. They didn't start a meal, and they were drinking b'bayu yom. And they said, you know what? Why don't we say kiddush? So once they say b'bayu nekadesh, that is a kabbalah shabbos, and now they have to say kiddush. Vimrotu latzu lishus kadam shikachu avu pish enam reshoyim tzvichem latzu lebarach tchila ripi agof and machar kach yishtu. So once they've done that, so now they've made a kabbalah, so that creates an iser achikachu. So they're not supposed to drink again. But if they would decide to drink again, which is against the halacha, it's how they serve kiddush, but they need a reprieve often because they can't drink. So that acts as a hefsek in regards to the reprieve often. Okay. So now, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with. So how does this stem with what we said before? Okay, is that the Rambam? Adam sheshachal kaddish ad shalachar shabirach birchas amoitzi. When nisker kaddim shalachal, you kaddish alapas or kach yachal. So you said amoitzi, you didn't eat yet, so you say the kiddush right there. Al avdola yachal tchila, but the habrei em avdilan alapas. If that same situation happened by avdola, so he made a birchas amoitzi, he has to eat something. It shouldn't be birchal avdola, and then he'll go say avdola. Okay. You test. Rambam bayin the kaddish. Mari hachal bim bayin. So this rachila is not depending on your kabbalah; it's automatic once it's his man. So this is my case. We did it mibayyan. Achikachu da'yidei amiris bayon nekadosh chol aleim chavis kiddush hayoyim and nesar aleim lishtus. So that's a kabbalah, and now they have to make kiddush.
When he did what? When it was?
They said bayon nekadosh mibayyan. They said bayu unekadosh. Vimrotzu, Hatam, why do they have to take a new Brei Peri Gofen? They ask at the time when Lishas are kind of Mekiddush, they're not planning to drink anymore. Okay? So the same thing which we have in Birchas HaMazon, once they said we're going to bench, if they truly committed to benching, so they were clearly Masiach Das from drinking or eating. So if they want to eat again or drink again, they need a new bracha. Now, whether they're allowed to do that or not, whether it's two shittas over there, whether they're allowed to eat again with a bracha and then just bench, or the mechuyav to bench and then make a new bracha. But v'adai, there's a chiyuv bracha on the new food. Mikol makom, so the Mishnah Berurah. When the kosher kiddush, you don't need a bray pri'gavim. You're yotzei with the earlier bracha. They can't say they're Messiah das because they're saying let's say kiddush. So means they're planning the drink. So if you're planning to take Kiddush, you're planning to drink wine afterwards. Just stay away from this. So the Shartzi in the Chafe, Magen Avraham with Graz and Chayonim say that you don't need a Beit Pregafen on the Kosher Kiddush. Medad or the Shabbos at Taz Daitam, Shabbat Kosher Kiddush, Gufet Tzarek Lachzor Lavorich, Beit Pregafen. Chimash Medas Marik, Chimash Beir HaGrola, Kamon Mesimim, Beit Sari Tesim, Gimel Ayin Shom. So according to the Taz and the Arla Shabbos, and possibly the way the Gra learns, it'd be the sheet of the Mechaber also, you do need a new break break off it. So that's the Mishabur, it's confusing and stay away from it.
What shows,
I agree with that part, it's definitely confusing and stay away from it.
What shows they want to drink more before they
They said Boyan Kaddish. So Zotim are going to Rome. So you can't say you're Messiah Das and drinking because you're Arab. You said, let's go say Kiddush. So you're saying you want to drink. You're not Messiah Das from that. So even though you're not allowed to drink without saying Kiddush, but your intention is to say Kiddush and drink. So that's not considered a hefsek on your original shtiyah. The case of the Mechaber was, he says, you know what? I'm going to make Kiddush in a minute. But meanwhile, I want to drink some wine on the stam. So that wine stam, that you're Messiah Das from because you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So if you do, that's clearly Hesach Adas, that needs to know Brei Pri Gofen. But the wine of the Kiddush doesn't need Brei Pri Gofen. Then he says, Vaiter, if that's true, so the wine, which is afterwards, I never said I'm not going to drink wine later. I said I'm not going to drink wine right now until I make the Kiddush, and then I'll continue to drink wine. So there was a Hesach Adas even on that wine which comes later afterwards also. That's the Magen Avraham's argument. Right, so that I mean that should give us a little bit just thinking out loud. That should give us a little bit of a hesber in the difference between the yayin and the hamotzi. The yayin is what you're planning to continue to drink. See, when you're planning to have a hamotzi afterwards, but you must stop in order to say the kiddush before you get to hamotzi. So the hamotzi is a step removed. So that's why it needs a new bracha, according to that shita. Okay. Abishan and Rishoyim, they acknowledge making, they're saying, listen, I know we need to make Kiddush, and I can't drink anymore, but let's drink some. And so you need to break big up. Like, you know, I'll drink. Mitam de cholalem Kiddush is a yoyim. Now, because of the Taj, Kshalay Omru, Burn the Kaddish, El Sheikh Sheikh. So the Taz says the fact that there's Isser, but the Maisa, you're planning to continue. So the fact that you have to pause for a moment alone, that doesn't create a Hesach Adas. It's only over here when you say Bayon the Kaddish, but you're doing an active decision to be mafsik from Shtiyah in order to make the Kiddush. That's Machai of you, that's a Hesach Adas. Okay, the person didn't say.
To be drinking any more wine, just plain before making the
Kiddush. In this scenario, where the person was having wine beforehand, and it came Zman Kiddush, so he has to stop. So the Taz, but if he would not stop and he would drink, he doesn't need an Urbi Pri Gofen. But if he said Bar in the Kaddish, he does need an Urbi Pri Gofen. Not of the Kiddush, the other wine, we're talking about if a person decides to drink against the halacha, they're not supposed to drink. If he decides to drink, yeah, Suddenly he's a prayer gofen. So that's only by Bar Min HaKadosh, not by Hichshei Chalav again. Okay. A person realized that he hasn't said Kiddush after Moitzi before he ate. Hano Kadim Shatoam, Prusas a Moitzi. Zachar Shatoam, if you already ate a Moitzi, you Kaddosh Aliyayin in Mesha. So why? You don't say on the Moitzi, you say on the wine. So here's going to be a scenario where even though the halacha is when you have yain, you're not allowed to use pas, you have to use wine. But over here, since he already said amoitzi, so it's going to be a hefsek to go say brei pri gofen. Deem loikein, yeah, brei pri gofen, hefsek, bein brechaz amoitzi lachila. So in this situation, we use the pas because the kiddush, the hamoitzi, and then the kiddush, and then eating is not a hefsek because you're not allowed to eat, so you say kiddush. So that's Tzarech Achila. But the Brei Pri Gofen is not Tzarech Achila. I already said a Moitzi. Mir Tzarech L'Havi, the fun of Oid Lecha Mishnah, Mizela Mirki Hefzik, the Rei Havi Tzarech Asura, Kilei Alba Simen, Kuf Samazayin, Siv Vav. If he cut the bread already, so when he's saying the Kiddush, he should be holding the Lechem Mishnah. That's what he means, I think. He says that you do need Lechem Mishnah in this situation. You're saying Kiddush on the pass, you need Lechem Mishnah. Fine. I'm sorry?
We make Kiddush on the pass, you need Lechem Mishnah.
Well, you need Lechem Mishnah because of the Suda. Right, but the scenario over here was the person had Lechem Mishnah.
Because
when he said that, when he had the Lechem Mishnah, he hadn't planned to say the Kiddush. So basically, he wasn't really mas. Normally, you normally say Kiddush, and now you're being maskal the Suda. So had Lechem Mishnah, being maskal the Suda. Over here, he's not basically being maskal the Suda yet, because that Lechem Mishnah which he had really wasn't effective because he wasn't allowed to start the Suda yet. He didn't say Kiddush yet. So if he planned to say Kiddush on it, so fine. But and you wouldn't cut it before the Kiddush either. I would say, but over here, he cut it already. He's about to eat it. Then he chaps that he didn't say Kiddush. So it's almost as if he didn't start the surah yet. So the you need a lechem mishnah b'tchilas surah. So you need to bring a lechem mishnah to say your Kiddush.
Say not for the
Kiddush. I'll tchilas surah because of tchilas surah, right? It lost the shame lechem mishnah b'tchilas surah because of the mistake that he made. You'll say Beichul later. You just say a moitzi and then the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu. If, however, he already ate something, so now he has to say Kiddush. So if he has yain, he says on the yain. If he doesn't have yain, he'll say it ala pas. But you don't need to know a moitzi in that situation. So if he's saying it on the bread, I understand. That's like the same thing as we said before when saying it on the yain. You don't need to break your gofen. He didn't say Kiddush yet, and he has wine. He said a moitzi, and he has to stop eating because he has to say Kiddush. El yayin. He's saying he doesn't need to know moitzi afterwards. Okay. So the Shartzi in Lamed Aleph says in the case he's being Makadosh Lepas, that's it. Skatan Lamed, he says that's like the same way before. You don't make an Oprah Begoffin. You don't even, over here you don't make an Omoitzi. If you're Makadosh Aleyayin, Zot the Shartzi in Lamed Aleph. Taz Kasa the Bezer, Kulyam Lemoyden, then Serach Lebarak Shane is Hamoitzi. Prima Gadam Kasa, no, that's a Mogan of Rum. Tell you, Zebba Plugda. They return a sip down now. Gambas at circle shavas and mercy, Alapashir, like a Kiddush Aliyayan. This is the same as before. The Kiddush Havi Hefsik, can his command remember Mordechai? Vlochain and Afkamina, we said we passed the sheet before that you don't make a mercy in that situation either. So really, you also don't make a mercy. Now the Shaila is what shot in the Taz?
What other situation?
Okay, right. I mean, the Taz's cheshbon is that this was bisman of Shabbos. That's partially what he means. You know, that's idea. He says it's before it wasn't bisman of Shabbos. The first time I'd see. So, but the Prima Gadam says no. This is the same thing as before. The Ma'aseh said we would not make a mitzvah either way. Okay. Now by Havdalah, we had before in Sif Dalah the case of a person started a Sudim Ibayim. He read his eating. When it comes to Kiddush, the Mechaber brought the first sheet as you need to say Hamoitzi again after Kiddush. The second sheet said no. So here also, it's the same thing. Because once you have to say Kiddush in the middle of the meal, it's a hafsik. So you need to know Hamoitzi according to the first sheet. So here also, the person made a brach on the pass. He realized he didn't say Kiddush. He's bringing wine. So that is mechayev him to stop his meal. So he needs an omoitzi according to the first sheet and sit down. According to the second sheet, he doesn't. That's what Prima Gadam says. That the Magen Rama holds that this is the same as sit down. The Taz saying no, this is different. All right, let's go over here. He's on Shabbos at night. He forgot to say Kiddush. He started the meal. Then he realizes that he didn't say Kiddush. So he pulls out some wine. And he says Kiddush in the middle of the meal. But why is it? That's the same thing as before. Middle of the meal, you pull out some wine. You say Kiddush. What's the difference? So at the Prima Gadam, there's no difference. So the Taz, there is a difference. Okay. Chavav Yechol Tchila Pirush Prusas Amoytzi Kadeshi. Now, so by case of Havdalah. Over there, you have to eat something from Amoytzi. Especially, you see a brachah l'batola. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So the issue of brachah l'batola is machria that you're going to eat something, and then you stop and you say Havdalah.
What difference does the
Torah
say
there? Like Zeb was saying, the difference is over here. You said the Amoytzi for the Suda Shabbos. There, you said the Amoytzi not for the Suda Shabbos.
So here, you shouldn't have to make another.
According to everybody, you don't have to make it. Taz holds even according to the first sheet and Sif Dalet. Over here, you don't need to know Amoytzi. Vayim Asher Kosa Magen Rum Reishim and Sadi Reishadi Test. The Poskim and Havdolah Darbon and Ain Sark LaHapsik El Germa Sudos of Hakach Mahavdil. Comes Magen Rum and says, if you hold Havdolah, it's only Darbon. So then we have the regular din. We have the regular din that by Mitzvah Darbonon. So by mitzvah d'oraisa, the halacha is if you start a bisman a heter, not by kiddush, right? By regular mitzvah d'oraisa, the person started a bisman a heter, so he's allowed to be mamshich as long as there's enough time after the suda will be over to do the mitzvah. So the person started eating mibayoyim, it came nighttime, it's my kriyashma, so he can continue eating, he'll finish the meal and say kriyashma afterwards. Okay, let's say he started a bisman a yisir, he has to stop immediately. By the Rabbanon, you may not start, but if you did start, even if you started Bisman Yisr, you're not Mechiv Di Mafsik. So Havdalah is the Rabbanon. Once he started the Suda without Havdalah, so he says, Magen Rama, you don't have to be Mafsik. So there, the Mishabur brings that the Nehor Shalom says no, that Havdalah functions like Kiddush. We said Kiddush is, because Havdalah, besides the din of a mitzvah of saying Havdalah, there is a separate din that Achila requires. You may not eat before Havdalah, not only because of the regular, you can't eat before a mitzvah. that there's an iser which they said be'etzem that Echila requires Havdolah beforehand. So you have to be mafsik, even though it's a Derbanan, that you have to be mafsik. So according to that in the Har Sholom, you need the Chara, it should be the same thing as over here, right? You're saying which way? If what? If you're right, I think it would be a Kalba Chaymer. You're saying the Havdolah, Be'ikr, the Havdolah was not Nikva Mitzad Achila. Ikr didn't have Havdolah, and that's why the Magram says you can be Mamshech even if you throw a bonum. Right? The Narsholem says no. The Mishabur Mitzvah, the Narsholem says that no. It is because of that's the second. There's two dinim. There's one dinim saying of Havdalah, which is din mitzad a malacha and the charal, etc. The second dinim mitzad the suda. But kiddush over here beikir was tied dafka to makam suda. It's much more connected to the din of suda. So if you're saying over here you don't need nohamoytzi, even though suda requires it, that was the argument before. Which in the chayv dibim afsik over there should be for sure the same. Okay, Sivov. Im gomer sudos be kiddush hayom, kodem shabirach birchas hamasa. He finished the meal, but now it's already nighttime, but he hasn't benched yet. So, if you hold it, you have to bench alakos. So, what do you do? So, mavar birchas hamasa alakos. She himself dasa mechila. So, this meal is finished. So, you can't ask the worst out over again. We had two shittas over there. Once you hold that, once you're planning to be masalik from eating, you're not allowed to make another bracha and eat. You must bench first and then start over again. So you're gonna bench, but you're supposed to bench alakos. So mavorach birchas hamazon al kosh mishen rachakach yirmi kiddush ayirm al kosh sheni. So you can't say two things at one kos. That's einos mitzvah chavilas. So you have to use two separate koses. And the kiddush over here is you can yes, we're gonna let you drink the first kos, and it's not a problem of drinking before kiddush. Because this kais is betzim shaykh back to the meal, which was manahet. But tzarich lahaskir shal shabbos birchas hamazon al bishah b'mavarach kodem kiddush. So the mechaber says, since you're benching, which already is man of Shabbos, so when you bench, you mention Shabbos. So the Rambam yesh amrim no, they don't maskir shal shabbos. The zinibas atchilas asura. V'chein yikir k'mo she's bar leil b'simen kuf peiches. The Rambam's decision over there was. That you don't mention you go about the tchilas asuda. Now, v'yesh b'chogaz im tiyitum mikosha birchas hamazon kodem shikadosh. So there's machloek is whether you do drink. One says you can't drink because you can't drink before kiddush. Another one says no. This kodesh is shy back. So therefore, you would bench a little and then not drink. Another one says back, no, that the kais is shy back to the meal from beforehand, that's not a problem. Now, and megamin tzarich lechol ma'at achar kiddush kedei shiyah kiddush malkum suda. There's another machloikis, it's kiddush malkum suda. I had a suda and I'm making kiddush. It's not kiddush and then the suda, but it's kiddush malkum suda. So the requirement that kiddush requires that you have to have the malkum suda. That's a machloek, because I fulfilled that with the suda that I had prior. Now the next sheet says no. Even though it's gemara suda, so lachar you should bench elikos, you should bench and then make new kiddush afterwards. And it says no. What you should do is you don't a paris mapa mekadosh baruch hamoitzi baruch hamat baruch kach before birchas hamazon. So you would be paris mapa because it's you're going to be mamshach this meal. So you have to be paris mapa to make the continuation of the meal come the tzarich through the Shabbos. You say kiddush. You say hamoitzi like we said before. You say hamoitzi. Now over here, everybody holds you say hamoitzi because you're clearly mesiyat dasa mechila. So everybody holds you need a moitzi in this situation, and then you'll eat a kazayas in order to be fulfill the suda Shabbos, and then you'll bench. Halachi knows that there are more lahotzi esnapshoy mi plutas svara rishona, and you gain over here, like the, we said before. We have shaila what you do with, whether you mask a Shabbos in the bench. We have a shaila whether you drink from the kais. We have a shaila whether you need a new meal. So all three things are taken care of by being samech on the shita that you're allowed to eat, even if you're gomer that you're gomer sedotzoi. As long as you say no mitzvah, you can eat. So we'll be samech on that shita and eat, and then bench afterwards. Okay, so the Mishibur of Chazayin, Im Gomer Sudosai, Marish Gam Kain Shinoto, Yod of the Maimar Chronim. So you've clearly done a bona fide act of Siluk by Maimar Chronim. It comes to Yitzchel Birch of the Mosin Rosh, Shekita Shalom Ayyad. He realizes it's time for Shabbos. It's a Sila, the Tchilis, Tzilim of Vorach, Birch of the Mosin, Allah Kursh Vishun. Nekim Shinoto, Yod of Sarach, Lavorach, Takev. Once you're in Nato Yodob, you're not allowed to start another meal. And that was the din we had before, that once you're Masalik, you're not, there's two sheets over, one sheet that said, you're not allowed to start another meal. You're Masalik, end the conversation. The only thing you can do is bench, if you want to eat some more, so say bench first, and then say a Moitzi afterwards. I will not yot of gamma de rishon asila the person up in mekadesh kvikadim, lo yibarach rei priya gofen, beis hakiddush, yimshas yan mekadim, beim sasura, kanabas abdalit. Okay, but if you're not got to the point of no return that you must bench because the loch will take it for the natila bracha, it's better to be samech like the remorse at the end to say the kiddush now in the middle of the meal. I feel im omer havlan on avarech gam kein mekadosh tefila kimish lo not a yada b'dayin ach bezet sarach le'pri golfen beis a kiddush kimish omer havlan avarech kanal b'sif simen kufayin tes sifal. Okay. You can't do both at one. You can't use one kais for Birchas Hamazon and for Kiddush. You mentioned Shal Shabbos and benching. The Zinabas are Hashta. You're benching now in Shabbos, so you mentioned Shabbos. The Kiva the Mishrosh, Humavork, Kranis Kaddish Ayom. You must mention Shabbos. Kamokam Pacha the Chulyama, and Lahizka Shal Shabbos, and Okhayser. But that's no Shalom. You forgot. You don't have to go back. Okay, the Ramah says no. You don't mention Shabbos because you go back to Tchilas Asura. Shohay Bismancho, because the Dafke Shloi Ochel Mishachshecha Meuma, and Ochel Gap Maka Mishachshecha. The Kuliyam Tzarach LaHaskir Shal Shabbos. I think we discussed this once. So in a scenario like we had last week ago. So Rosh Chodesh is Motzei Shabbos. So you have this Mechloikus. What do you do with benching? You mention right now you're benching on Rosh Chodesh, so you should mention Rosh Chodesh. But the Suda started on Shabbos, so we go back to Tchilas HaSuda. So the different sheet is over there. Mishabura said that the best Eitzah is in that situation, if you don't eat anything Mishach HaSheicha, so then you Kul Yama, you go back to then because of the Stira, it's better to go back to Tchilas HaSuda. But if you ate Mishach HaSheicha, the Iker Pesach is really you should mention Shor Rosh Chodesh, and now Ritzei is a Machloikis, and that's you better not get involved in it. So what time do you have to stop? Do you have to stop by Shkia or not? So the Lashon here is always Mishach HaSheicha. It doesn't say by Shkia, it says Mishach HaSheicha. So my Rebbe one time told me that, you know, that he heard from Rabbi Meir, Bloch, that's all. He said it wasn't totally in Shkia. As long as you stop before as a man, which we consider possibly tzeis, so you say it's considered yom, and you go basa the tchilas asura, which was by yom. So that halacha that you know, so a person could continue to eat some bread even after a few minutes after shkia is not a problem. It starts going too long, that's an issue. For that cheshbon, I mean, you should always wash by shkia for a purpose. So should it, but the same. But Mishabura comes out later on. We'll see that if a person was hungry, he can make up to half an hour after shkia to assume that you can still eat. Yeah, so pasha would be the same thing. We got about that also. That's still the point. It could still consider yom. So still consider yom. You just say a Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up another position.